Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We are back, joined by a woman of great courage and extraordinary insight. She is Noni Darwish. She is the founder of Arabs for Israel and the director of Former Muslims United. She publishes now, I'm very pleased to say, among other places, at the Gatestone Institute, a terrific resource on so many issues of importance to us all. And I'm very proud of the fact she is a senior fellow of the Center for Security Policy. Among her many best-selling books is the latest, Wholly Different, Why I Chose Biblical Values Over Islamic Values. A former Muslim from Egypt, she is a woman who knows whereof she speaks when we talk about the phenomenon of Sharia supremacism, and that's one of the things I'm anxious to talk with her about. Noni, welcome. It's so good to have you back.
My pleasure, Frank. Thank you.
You've lived under Sharia in a fashion, certainly dealt a lot with people who believe that it is Allah's will that it be imposed the world over. Just in the shortest of shorthand, talk about your sense of the magnitude of the threat that that ideology represents to the rest of us.
Oh, it's everything about Islam. Islam's purpose is to enforce Sharia through government. Any good Muslim must seek to live under Sharia. That's another challenge for us. It should be very clear for the West what Sharia is all about, but unfortunately a lot of people, even in our own government, who are taking Sharia why fear it, or an attitude like that, and unfortunately it's spreading.
It is. Noni, one of the reasons why I think the work that you have been doing for some time now to try to raise the alarm about, among other manifestations of Sharia, female genital mutilation is so important is that it helps, I think, the rest of us understand the brutality and the misogynistic nature of this program in particular, but also that it is here as well.
Absolutely. And what's amazing is that I'm starting to see in America some people who are defending it and closing their eyes about it. They are sympathizing with it. And they don't know that this is actually, because it's under Sharia, okay, under Sharia, it can be spreading in America, which is happening right now. They're catching doctors that are doing it right here in America. It's widespread also among Muslims in Europe and the UK. And if we are not going to be vigilant about stopping it right away and agreeing about it, the problem is that America is divided. The West is divided. They don't look at how bad the idea of female genital mutilation is, and how it will change the whole freedom of the woman.
To say nothing of the physical, characteristics of her. And Noni, it seems to me one of the pieces of this that's at work is that there are those who will say, well, this is either this has nothing to do with Sharia, or if they argue that it does, that it's therefore, a right under our code of religious freedom. As I mentioned, you've written a powerful book about why you chose biblical values over Islamic values, and called Wholly Different. But just work us through that particular logic, if you would.
Exactly. It's very important that we differentiate that. We're living in a biblical, under biblical thought, in a biblical society where women, the Bible forbade eventually the stoning of women as something that if we're all sinners, let the first person who's never sinned cast the first stone. So that, in my opinion, that was the first step of liberating women and making men marry only one woman was more of a restriction on men at that time, 2,000 years ago, than women. So really, the Bible came and liberated women, while Islam, 600 years later, came and oppressed women back to stoning.
Noni, let me turn to one person in particular who seems not to get this very important point about the nature of Sharia and the fact that it is on the march around the world, and its supremacist adherents are seeking to impose it even here. Is General H.R. McMaster, the president's national security advisor? We talked earlier in the program about him with Jim Simpson, and I just wanted to get your reading on this fellow, because in terms of your understanding of what we're up against in this threat vector, if you will, where you see him sort of, you know, encouraging both directly and through personnel choices and policy recommendations and the like, what amounts to submission to Sharia, it must trouble you particularly.
Absolutely. It's scary to find our leaders. Actually, they don't take it as serious. Like, they make excuses. And I've been following the claims about McMaster, and I'm really scared. And I wish he could just listen to some of us who are speaking against about Sharia, the truth about Sharia. And but unfortunately, it's a lot of people are taking it not as a threat.
Well, more to the point, I think he's sort of keeping such people out. The president was apparently supposed to see Ayaan Hirsi Ali, and that was precluded by him and perhaps others in the White House. But he should be visiting with the likes of her and of you, of course, about this intensively, especially as he's weighing what to do about Afghanistan. He's now made a decision. I kind of see it as an interim decision, but you've written a piece at Gatestone Institute entitled Afghanistan, How We See It Versus How They See It. We only have a minute or two left, Noni, but talk a little bit about your insights into that subject.
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion as to why we're in Afghanistan, and unfortunately, this is propagated by Arab media and also by Western media. I mean, I was sitting in Egypt watching CNN, how it is constantly advocating the same propaganda as the Arab media in the Middle East, agreeing with it.
Yeah, I'm told that's because they need access, and that's how they get sort of induced into conforming.
Access is one thing, and totally agreeing and promoting Arab viewpoints is another thing.
Yeah, like Al Jazeera.
Exactly. So our mission in Afghanistan is a lot of the average person in the Middle East does not know why we went into Afghanistan after 9/11. And a lot of Americans today don't know it. And I was so happy when President Trump restated what our purpose is in Afghanistan. He said, we're not there to nation build, we're there to kill terrorists. And the reason we're in Afghanistan is to kill the terrorists that caused 9/11. He made it very specific and very clear. I was also very happy when he went to Saudi Arabia and spoke in front of all the Arab leaders and said, drive the terrorists out of your places of worship. Drive them out of your holy land and drive them out of this earth. And that was the first time ever anyone, but media or not, standing in front of Arab leaders and telling them in their faces openly. And he was like a mirror, a reflective mirror. President Trump is the first leader who told them, we don't like it, and we cannot accept you the way you are. And that is what needs to be done.
Yeah, it would have been interesting if that had been applied to the audience, because I suspect that a fair number of them would have been driven out as well. Noni, there's so much more to talk about. I hope you'll come back to us again very soon. But thank you for the terrific work you do with us and for the Gatestone Institute and for all the other organizations that you're helping to bring to a greater degree of understanding of the challenges we're facing from Sharia supremacism in particular. God bless you. Keep it up. Next up, we'll talk with Bill Gertz. We'll go inside the ring for our weekly tour straight ahead.
to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.